It's AKA Anti-Dominant on Fresh FM. It's 8:15 right now. It's the NSK and Shaquan on until about, 10? And it's time. It's time. It's time for this. I'm so dramatic now.
Mm-hmm. And you like it?
Yeah, I know myself most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like drama. The same way I like stories.
Ooh.
But no, this is not a story situation, okay? This is actually someone that is experiencing something real here. And this person reached out to us and was just hoping Shaquan would put things into perspective for them. This situation reads, the reality even for that matter, it reads, hey Shaquan, I hear you speak about single a lot on the show. And I hope you can help me with my situation as I am in the same boat. I know it's okay to be single, but I'm finding it exceptionally hard. I feel lonely and I'm tempted to just go out with anyone. To make matters worse, all my friends are in relationships and I feel like they only need me when they're having problems. Yo. It sounds mean, yes, but I don't want to hear about all their problems anymore. I also want to be in love and have my own person. How do I find someone who can love me right, Shaquan? For goodness sake, I'm approaching 30 and it's something that is always on my mind constantly. I don't want a baby daddy, but a life partner. Please, Shaquan, what would you do? Shaquan? Tough one, isn't it?
I mean, it's tough because I'm in the same boat. You know? And I completely understand and relate to you 100%, especially in terms of, you know, your friends and people very close to you all being in relationships or being married and so forth. Because I think there's somewhat of a disconnect that happens in friendships as well when people are in different spaces of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, if you are a married man or married woman for the most part, should you be having issues with your partner, the first person you're going to gravitate to is another friend of yours who is married and has and so forth, right? So I think ultimately what happens is that for the most part, you start to feel like you don't have much in common with your friends because you're just like, you know, I'm a single girl. I'm still trying to find my feet and find somebody on this damn street. And you're already taken nice and warm at night with your person type of thing. So I completely understand where it's coming from. But your age has absolutely nothing to do with it. I would actually have to tell you that first, because don't put yourself under so much pressure in the terms of, yes, I'm reaching a certain age and I need to have this and this and this and that. That's not how life works, okay? I'm pretty sure that you know that for the most part, that it's just all about your journey. You just have to embrace it for the most part. Now, just because your friends got married at 26, 25, 24, whatever it is, doesn't mean you too have to get married, because the worst thing that you could actually do is rush the process. Go before God even goes before you, and you find yourself in a situation that is just not favorable for you. And let me ask you this. How many people, honestly, have you had conversations with that are married, that are in relationships, that wish they were single?
That's a trick one.
I say this because it's the reality. And I know that, you know, for the most part, when we start to talk about situations like this, you only think about the bad that happens in relationships and marriages, okay? So it's not all that. But I'm just saying that there's just so much that you could do with your time by yourself, enjoying life and living your life to the best, as opposed to being fixated and really focused on finding a partner. The moment that you start obsessing over that, you could honestly be in a position where you get a little bit too desperate, where you start giving so much of yourself to people who are not meant to be in your life to that extent. They come, they take whatever it is that they want from you, they leave, and they leave you empty and depleted. Someone said this to me the one time, that, listen, even when I met my husband, I wasn't even looking for somebody. Let me tell you something. My sister, when she met her husband, she tells me this all the time. Listen, when I found my husband, I was looking a mess. She was a mess. Her hair was not done. She honestly just looked very crusty. Okay. But she found her man because it was the right time for them to meet. They were aligned. And regardless of whether you look for that person or not, I think let your person find you.
Yeah.
Let them find you on your journey of life, doing your own thing, you know, pushing your businesses, your studies, and being focused on your career, whatever it is. Let them find you on the way. as opposed to, oh, I need to find my partner first and then I achieve 1, 2, 3. Because a lot of times what happens, especially for us ladies, and this is the reality for most of us, is that we let go of ourselves in so many ways. In terms of the dreams that we have, the visions that we once had for our lives and things that we want to achieve at whatever age or whatever it is and things that we're passionate about. And we don't even give so much of ourselves to those things, but we start to build their dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way. So focus on building yourself and the very things that make you happy, the very things that you want to achieve, and elevate yourself just a little bit more. Trust me, he is going to come along. On the other side of this, I'm going to share with you how you can start to embrace and celebrate the season of being by yourself and preparing yourself for your boas. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
We are speaking to Hopi van Weg of Side by Side Early Interventions.
This is that world music.
Mm.
This is that. I'm standing at the Neverland festival.
Yeah.
Or I'm standing at, what is this big festival in the US?
Coachella.
Coachella. Or I'm standing at, you know, like a big fest.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sanyal musician is just playing this or performing this with Msaki. Yeah. And I'm just taken by the song. It's like
it's just floating.
It just start floating. It just start floating.
Yeah, no, Sanyal. Oh no, he knows.
Wow, what a song!
Yeah.
The song is called Best Friend. It's brand new on the Fresh playlist. It's the NSK and Shaquan on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Earlier on, you missed out on a conversation that started, but we will continue with it right now,
mm-hmm.
and we will give you a bit of a context. So, what would Shay do? That we get Shaquan's perspective. We do it every Friday, run about this time. And someone wrote to us asking for Shaquan's help. Perhaps just what would she do had she found herself in that situation? The letter reads, "Hey Shaquan, I hear you speak about single people a lot, or being single a lot on the show, and I hope you can help me with my situation as I'm in the same boat. I know it's okay to be single, but I'm finding it hard. I feel lonely and I'm tempted to go out with anyone. To make matters worse, all my friends are in relationships and I feel like they only need me when they're having problems. It sounds mean, but I don't want to hear about their problems anymore. I also want to be in love and I want to have my own person. How do I find someone who can love me right? And guess what? I'm approaching 30 and it's something that is always on my mind, constantly. I don't want a baby daddy, but a life partner. Shaquan, what would you do?"
So I did say that we're going to just try. I'm going to try and let you know how you can start to embrace this season of you being single and by yourself, and ultimately just preparing yourself for your Boaz when he does find you. But in order for Boaz to find you, you have to be a Ruth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's get right into it. I would also have to say this disclaimer for everybody else. Like, if you have single friends, I think it is also important that you start to honestly share beautiful, positive love stories. You know, this doesn't just maybe pertain to the person that we're speaking to right now, just to everyone, you know. Let us hear more of those beautiful black love stories. Those, you know, just love stories in general. We want to hear more of those. Because ultimately, when I'm constantly hearing just bad things that are happening in your marriage, I'll be like, damn, I don't want to be married ever. I don't even want anybody in my space, okay? But regardless, just because you are single doesn't mean that you have to give in and go out with just anybody. Because if you do this, it's something that you're probably going to regret just a little bit later on. First of all, just even thinking to yourself when you get home, God damn, I would have been in my damn house. What was I doing with this person all these hours? Like, I was so bored out of my mind. But yes, if you do this, you could actually, or something that you will regret later might happen when this person doesn't appreciate you and when they treat you in an unworthy manner. Because let me tell you the one thing that men can smell from afar. Insecurities. And they feed on it. All right? So when they start asking you questions like, so why are you single? What happened in your past relationship? What were that and stuff like that? They're not necessarily asking you because they care. I'm not even being funny right now. They just want to know, oh, so that happened to you? Let me finish you off. Silly. But on the real though, they know and they can sense when you're insecure and when you're desperate to actually have a partner. So they give you this illusion, especially the man that's not meant for you. Boaz won't do that for you, but just this man that's just here to waste your time. And, you know, the very people that the devil sends your way to waste your time and kind of, you know, delay your progress, delay your healing and all of that. Now, be reminded that you can be single and very happy by doing all the things that fulfill you. Make this season about you. Get to know you. Fall in love with you all over again. You can do this by having your solo dates, your solo vacations, maybe just going out with some of your friends, pursuing your hobbies that you once loved, but you just don't really have the time for anymore. Get back into that. Or probably even most importantly, finding yourself so that when the time comes and the right person comes along, you are ready and know exactly what it is that you want. Why? Because you've put in the work. Now, the issue of your friends irritating you is probably because you're a little bit jealous, and sometimes we don't like to admit it. But sometimes, honestly, I get a little bit jealous when I also see my friends. But it's also not jealous like in a really nasty way. It's just like, damn, I also want that type of thing, you know? But it could also be because you feel a void since you are not in a relationship. Now, there's nothing wrong with telling them that you feel just a little bit overwhelmed with what they're doing. And if they are definitely your true friends, they will empathize and also just, you know, a little bit, be a little bit more mindful about what it is that they actually bring to you. You need to be honest with them and not pretend for the sake of the friendship. So here's something that I also want you to reflect on in your own time. Are you even ready to be in a relationship right now?
That is the key question, isn't it?
I can tell you from time to time, I'm just sick and tired of speaking about the month of love. I'm just sick and tired of being single. But the truth of the matter is Shaquan is not even ready to be in a relationship genuinely right now. I'm not. So are you ready to be in a relationship? What is it that you can bring to that relationship? Have you worked on you? Have you fulfilled certain things that fulfill you? Have you worked through your traumas? Have you healed? Have you been to counseling? Have you, you know, just enough for you to bring the best out of yourself and ultimately in the relationship? Now, very simple ways on how you can also just embrace your season of being single is that you can travel the world. You can give more effort and time to your businesses. You could finish your studies. You can do a short course. You can just, you know, find your vision for your life. And also importantly, through that reflection time, make a list of the values that you want in a man. Manifest and pray for that man. How you can find your Boaz, I promise I was going to share this very quickly. Remember that your humility, your character and integrity will always travel before you. Be genuine. For real, for real. Also be humble. And also be reminded that timing is very important, because timing is very, very key for God. Be yourself. Don't think that you have to be a certain way, dress a certain way, speak a certain way, carry yourself a certain way for someone to notice you. Because even with that, someone will notice you. But it might not be the person that you actually want. Be yourself always and stop putting on a facade. But emphasis on working on yourself through this time and let the person meant for you to find you.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. The message is clear, isn't it?
If you have money,
you must stay humble.
If you have money,
yeah,
you must be humble.
Yes.
Show me. Where?
Stay humble.
S-T-A-E-O-E-P-E-H-U-M-P-E-L. Thank you so much, Shaquan. This should be up on our website by at least by lunch, all right? 8:43, this is Fresh FM.
Tune in to Fresh Lunch every Thursday at 1:35 p.m. and catch...